you know, our tempo of our practices, we really wanted to set the tone for that, you know, instill a mindset for getting the ball and protecting the ball. And I think you saw it on the sidelines. Guys were going for the ball the whole day and the whole 3 days, really. And then the last one was fundamentals, really working our fundamentals and mindset and things like that. And that's really what I wanted our guys to focus on. I know there's questions about competition. I'll welcome them. But that's really what we talked to our guys about the whole time. And I told them, I said, you know what, we're going to bust our tail through this whole thing. But I'm telling you, you can have fun doing that. You can enjoy the whole process. And, you know, one of my key points to these guys is, you know, don't focus on the results, focus on the process. And I want them to say, hey, we had a good day. Today the message was we had a good day 2 days ago, a good day yesterday. Now, what does that mean? It means that we have an opportunity to put another good day today together, get string 3 days in a row. That's it. That's all it means. So I really am trying to build that mindset with our guys, and, you know, they've really responded well.
Who's in charge of getting the new stereo set?
Ryan, you didn't tell me they were going to ask me that.
Was that a downer?
That was Murphy. Did you hear him? Did you hear him? They were like, Murphy. No, you know what? We'll make sure we get that taken care of. I don't know what happened. If the speaker blew or what, we might have had it too loud.
The official word is it was an amp.
An amp. Okay.
Is it hard to, you're telling guys to compete. Is it hard to hold them back when you're limited in what you can do?
It is, but what I told them to compete in was their individual drills and to compete against themselves. You know, to always just get better, you know, whether it's their techniques, their fundamentals, going in the mindset of getting the ball. Those things we said, shoot, we're going now, you know, 100 miles an hour, work on your footwork, work on your technique, work on those things. So, yeah, the rules limit us. So, you know, we can't go up for the ball and compete for the ball and do all those things. But we didn't talk much about that. It was more competing within the fundamental principles and really the four things that we wanted to get accomplished. It is, you know, because like I told you earlier, you have a tendency to gravitate towards the ball, the side of the ball that you coach. So I go down there and spend time with them, do some drill work with the defense, but then I want to quickly get back over because, you know, part of my job too, obviously, is for evaluation. And, you know, to see them in their individual drill work. And so what I try to do is to go to every position group in the individual period and get to know the guys, see their work ethic. You know, today I looked at Taylor, you know, Price a lot. You know, I watched him and watched how he acted. I was just walking in with him and told him, you know, yesterday he was running around and I threw the ball hard at him and he was shocked. But, you just want to see how guys respond. And, you know, so I just want to get a feel for the whole team and where we're at. And I think after these 3 days, you know, it's hard to say, well, is there anybody ahead of somebody else on the depth chart? You know, I don't know if I can say that. But what I was looking more to see more within themselves, did they compete within themselves? Did they try to get better within themselves? And that's kind of the mindset I was looking for. Yeah, we did. We thought that just like what I told you before. You know, and George and I talked about, met about, really sharp. He's got a really good opportunity in front of him. There's some things, you know, that he's working on. I know, like flexibility and things like that, George is working with him on. But I know he likes him. He likes him. And he's really done a good job. Really done a good job.
How good can he be?
Well, that's hard. You know, Vito, that's hard right now. It'd be against our philosophy if I said this, right? I said, I don't know. He's put himself in position to do well the next practice. So, but I like him. I do like him. I think we all do. I think that we feel like, you know what, we've got to add competition to the offensive line. There's no doubt about it. We got to add depth. And so for all those guys, you know, I think it just elevates the level of play. But, yeah, he's definitely in our thoughts.
I mean, it looks like he's the leader for being a starter. You know, he just started 2 years ago. It looks like he's returning that role.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. You know what? And I know when I was in Seattle, we, in the draft process, we watched everybody, offense mm-hmm. and defense. So I remember him from that and the mm-hmm. times we watched him, and we really liked him.
Mm-hmm. Tryout guys, do you think he'll make a move?
You know what? What a deal for those guys, huh? I mean, what, 18 guys that came in? I mean, they totally bought into what we were doing. I mean, everything that we asked them to do. So, I mean, you talk about a genuine appreciation for what those guys do. That's what I told them. I want to meet with them at 2, you know, Dave and I both want to meet with them this afternoon at 2:15. I said, that is so important. And, for, you know, to some of those guys, we don't know what's going to happen. We'll see what happens in the draft and, you know, make decisions accordingly. But I thought there's some, you know, they showed some flashes, but more than anything was we gave a lot of them an opportunity. And I said, that's the difference. For me in college, there's so much loyalty when you're a college coach. You recruit them, you bring them up, you're with them. And in the NFL, there's that perception that there's not much loyalty. And for me, I miss that a little bit. But I keep telling myself, well, my loyalty to these guys is I'm going to get, we're going to coach our tails off for them. And if they're not here, at least we can give them an opportunity to put out great tape. And then that's kind of how I justify it. And now, shoot, they gave us everything we wanted. Now it's time to give back to them. And that's what we're going to do.
Do you anticipate signing any of them before the draft?
We're going to talk about that, okay. You know, as far as all of them. I think there was some, you know, that Dave and I want to talk about after this. You know, I know we're going to meet tonight. And I just was told I'm spending all weekend with them, you know, with the draft. And that's, you know, that, and that's right. My focus now, you know, right after this press conference will shift, you know, completely to the draft.
Ware looks like he played a lot too.
Who's that?
Ware.
Yes. Ware. Yes. We want to take a look at him because he's good looking, you know, in the right way, right? you know, but he is. He's tall. He's got length. And so he got more reps today because we want to take a good look at him.
Coach, so much attention on this year's draft, obviously, but guys from last year's draft, this is the second year for them. It's pretty huge, especially a guy like Andre Branch. If you can kind of talk about that.
You know what? Todd Walsh, we were just talking about him, too. His length shows up to us. And you know what? Andre, I think he had a slight ankle sprain, was it, I think, or groin we talked about. But he wanted to go. And sometimes you hope to see that development as a second-year player where they learn them. To, you know, fight through those things, and he did. We held him out some, but I mean, he's another one that I think we're excited to see. You know, he's really challenging him on, you know, his elusiveness and his bend, you know, coming around the corner and things like that. I know Coach Walsh is working with him tremendously on that, and Andre, he's taking it all in. So, you know, another one that I think has been good.
The quarterbacks are still the same. Nobody's emerging yet.
Yeah, you know what? I thought overall, you know, in practice, it seemed like, okay, we need to let's get it going. It wasn't quite like the tempo it was. And I watched them, and both quarterbacks, they could feel it too. And they stepped up, and you know, I think they called the team together, the offense together a little bit, and they talked, and I was listening to them talk. And so those are all really good signs, really good signs. So, you know, I know Jed, too, we met on all the personnel yesterday. He's very pleased with the progress they're making. And not any predictions or anything like that, just it's a process. And that's, you know, same message I told the players, same thing with the coaches. Don't look for the end result right now, just the process and where we're trying to take these guys.